are we all doing? It's kind of a big deal. We're here, finally, starting our new ministry together. So let me hear it. One word. What's going on for you? What are you feeling? Come on. Excited, joy, yay. Anybody feeling a little apprehensive?
College.
College. Apprehensive equals college. Oh, I got it. How about anybody in the wait and see category? Don't be shy. The wait and see category. I'm waiting and I'm going to see. Any newcomers with us this morning wondering about this Unitarian Universalist thing and what it's really all about? I want to see your hands, so come on, give them up. It's okay, don't be shy, I'm not going to like attack you. Okay. We come to this Sunday with a lot on our minds, don't we? We arrive here this morning with different questions and concerns, and we hope that in all of this interrelating stuff, we will find some sense of meaning or connection with one another. I promise you, we will find meaning and we will find connection. But it is as Ralph Waldo Emerson reminds us, to adopt the pace of nature, her secrets, our patience. For the newcomers among us, we get it. I'm sure that many of us can remember how hard it was to walk in a building just like this, what it meant to us and what we were looking for. How we had to climb stairs, literally or metaphorically, and how we endeavored to open our ears, our minds, and our hearts enough to hear. And not just to hear the words, but to listen for the pearls of wisdom that brought that infamous aha moment. Beginning and beginning again. It takes a lot of concentration and commitment to be wholly present to something or someone new, doesn't it? I have a question for our young members. You ready? This is my question for you guys. Are you prepared for this? Who else is a young member? Okay, got one over there. Got one. Great. Okay, here's the questions. Have you started school this week? Yeah, you have, huh? Yeah, everybody start school this week? Did anybody start a new school this week? New, never been there before. Go ahead, raise your hand, it's all right. What grade are we in? Let me hear it. Come on, what grade? Third, first?
Senior year, Johnson and Wales.
Senior year, Johnson and Wales. How about you guys back there? What are you in? Ninth, eighth, okay. All right, it's a big deal, huh? Did any of you have to do any thinking at all this week? Come on, let's answer the question. Who had to think this week? Like, well, you know, think. Yeah, okay. Some of the adults are joining in, which is good. Here's a question for our young people again. How many of you believe that the people in this room can learn something? Besides you, of course. Who believes that people in this room can learn something? Little kids, come on. Adults too, it's okay. All right. That's good. All right, now I'm going to address the adults specifically. Are you prepared?
No.
Come on, Rob, I know you're prepared. Do we have the potential to learn something new this morning or in the coming weeks that could change each and every one of our lives for the better? Who believes it? Oh, I love to see this. Because if you thought yes, then you're ready for it. You are ready for it. You've invited the universe to come on in and change your life. Now, if you thought, I'm not really sure, or even no, meet me in my office after worship. No, it's not the principal's office. But it's, you know, let's have a conversation. We can figure this out together. Because in this moment of beginning, and in any moment of beginning, we are faced with endless possibilities. That's the best part about beginning. It's all right out there in front of you. I personally feel all tingly with the potential that resides in this moment. It is actually amazing to think about, and maybe just a little daunting. Anyone feel a little daunted about beginning again? Come on, Don't be shy, it's okay. Because in the coming weeks and months, as we travel on this journey together, we will wonder. You'll ask questions. You'll learn things about yourselves and each other. And we may make some goals. I'm looking at Sherry. Which will ultimately require us to make some decisions. Uh-oh, decisions. When I think about you, Yu's making decisions, I somehow... No, stick with me. I somehow hear Garrison Keillor over my shoulder. He's the guy from the Prairie Home Companion. Do you all know who he is? Yeah. He has some opinions about Unitarian Universalists. He's very free in sharing, but in my head, I hear him explaining how Unitarian Universalists believe nothing and truly refrain from making decisions altogether. He might refer offhandedly to a classic UU bumper sticker, honk if you're not sure. Or point to a UU mob, also known as the Social Action Committee, burning a question mark on his lawn. For those of us who have spent hours in committee meetings, in the annual meetings, we understand that Unitarian Universalists love to ask why. We love to debate. And imagine what the perfect world might look like, which we will most likely never agree upon. And yet, we will agree that things should be green, sustainable, welcoming of all people, and be based on a premise that every being should be treated well and with respect. We believe wholeheartedly in the Golden Rule. However, as much as we want to treat others as we wish to be treated, we prefer to call them our seven principles. We are not flippant in any way about another person's experience. That is who we are. Okay, wait a minute. Unless they have a politically different opinion than we might have some discussions. But ultimately, everything is important to us and worthy of our consideration and discussion, and we really do try to take all opinions into account and come to consensus. That is what we believe. Thinking about Mr. Keillor's premise that UUs do not believe in anything, the truth is more like we have more beliefs collectively than we know what to do with. We believe so much, and what we believe so much more is that we're all valuable, that everything we believe is valuable, and that is something to hang on to. I love that about us, and I love that our Unitarian Universalist prayer is our action in the world. Why didn't Mr. Keillor say that? Whether it be a walk for hunger, a local soup kitchen, a food pantry, a community garden, we are passionate about our passions, equal rights, and the supporting of one another in our process of inquiry. It is who we are as a people. Let me provide you with an example. This week, I was driving in the car from Natick to Sudbury, my new route, and noticed a sign at the entryway of a local playground. The sign more or less read, "Use this park at your own risk." I get the point, I really do. The people need to be careful. But honestly, those words assaulted my Unitarian Universalist sensibilities. I realize that much of the world is worried about liability. There are warnings and disclaimers on everything, and for a good reason, because sometimes we don't think. But let me ask you, can you imagine entering our front doors at First Parish Sudbury where a warning posted that said, "Enter at your own risk, you may begin to doubt everything." That playground sign just made me sigh. And I started to think that, what is the right thing to do? What is the right thing to do? How do we want to be in the world? And what is the message that we want to share with one another and our children? Do we want to cultivate a sense of being that projects the message, "Oh no, if you go in there and get hurt, you're on your own," or "You better take it easy when you play, bad things could happen and no one is going to help you," or "Don't sue us, we told you physical activity on public property wasn't safe, or what ultimately do we want our underlying message to be to one another? We do not want to take responsibility for you or your children. Is that what we want? It's not what I want, because I just can't go there. I can't go there. Let me just say that as the spiritual leader of First Parish of Sudbury, I'm going to encourage us to be responsible for one another. Not just a little bit, but a lot, and with intention. I want us to be concerned enough about one another to risk our significance for each other, to step out from behind our closed minds and hearts, to suspend judgment of one another, and to become vulnerable in relation to one another. To not just love our neighbor, but to be responsible for our neighbor, to take action for our neighbor, or maybe even to take action to help the stranger. Because here's the kicker. The truest wisdom is love. There is nothing truer than that. I realize that many of us already help in a myriad of ways, like sharing the plate, which we will do today, Walk for Hunger, build a Habitat for Humanity home, or fundraise for every cause under the sun. I get that. But what would it look like if we really put it on the line for one another? Hold on to that thought. Hold on to that thought. What would it look like if we really put ourselves on the line for one another? Here's what I can promise you in the coming weeks and months and years. If you show up and continue to show up, I will meet you there. And we can, each of us who is willing to take the lion's share of responsibility for this community, be transformed in amazing ways. If we open our hearts and our minds, we will know love, hope, and happiness like we cannot even begin to imagine. If we let down our guard and suspend our judgment, we will have opportunities that we can not even believe that will be presented before us. If we show up with an open mind and heart, suspend judgment, and speak our truth in love, we will transform our lives, we will transform this congregation, and possibly change the Metro West community for the better. And who knows, maybe even help change the world. How many of you are engaging in the practice of suspending your judgment right now? Because it's so easy to shut down before we've even begun. Just so that you know, I expect more of you. I expect more of myself. Changing the world may seem ambitious. So over the next year or two, I'd like us to endeavor to live by the golden rule as our spiritual practice. Do unto others that we would have them do unto us. This golden rule has existed for millennia. It is prevalent throughout the world's religions and communities beyond, and yet we have lost sight of it in our hyper-modern society. In the coming months, we will work together to better understand who we want to be and how we want to share our message of hope and love with the larger community outside of these walls. We will learn how to thrive financially and to plan strategically for the next 375 years of Unitarian Universalism in Sudbury and beyond. We will go joyfully beyond what we have known before and cultivate a culture of yes and seed our congregation with a practice of being positive. Because who wants to spend time somewhere that is a downer and filled with never-ending work? Does anybody want to do that? Because I've got some garden work I could get you to do. It'd be really great. So let's have some fun together. Let's all pitch in so that it makes it easier for those few UU zealots that we have around here who take it to the edge every single day. And let's do this work together. Because my new friends, we are beginning an adventure in living genuinely and loving large. An experiment in being responsible for all of this and for you. For you and you and you and you and all of you. Oh, the places we will see if we are willing to journey together and be open to what might come. If you are new here and want to be part of something larger and more meaningful, you are in the right place. Let me say it again. You're in the right place. Because let's dare to dream together for a better world. Let's build a caring community that is grounded in love. Because love is the truest wisdom by far. It is the one thing that you can take with you. Be not afraid to ask for something more out of your life, to hope, to dream, to love, to be loved in return. Let us begin today by imagining and believing that we can truly create the beloved community right here on earth. For this we pray, blessed be. Amen.